The role of religion and myth in human history. For centuries, humans relied on religion and myth to explain the world around them. In ancient times, these beliefs served as guiding principles akin to modern-day science. However, as society evolved, empirical observation took precedence, leading some to dismiss traditional faith as outdated. Despite this shift, the moral values rooted in Christianity persist, illustrating the enduring influence of ancient myths on contemporary society. While science provides valuable insights, it doesn't answer all of humanity's questions. Rationalism and ideologies like fascism and communism attempt to fill this void but often fail, leaving millions in turmoil. People crave more than just facts, they need myths to nurture their souls and provide moral guidance. People need more than just facts to feed their souls. Every culture and nation has its myths to make sense of the mysteries and to build their sense of right and wrong, values, and purpose. These worldwide myths include Carl Jung's concepts of the Great Mother, the mysterious and unknown, the Great Father, symbolizing safety, rules, wisdom, and culture, and the Divine Son, the hero who navigates both the known and unknown worlds. This hero, acting as the culture's pioneer, faces the dragon for everyone's sake and brings back new insights and knowledge that refresh and strengthen the community and its beliefs. Preserve morality through mythology. Archetypal myths provide valuable insights into the universal aspects of human behavior, including motivations, morality, and actions. They offer a shared understanding of what drives people positively and negatively. When respect for mythology and religion wanes, morality can decline, and excessive rationality may lead to negative outcomes. Leaders who exploit the crowd mentality can steer societies towards totalitarianism and immoral acts, such as genocide. These leaders become overly confident in human knowledge, leading to a lack of empathy and an increase in arrogance. However, individuals who challenge such trends can prevent these horrors. To prevent tyranny, communities should prioritize the importance of individuality and encourage people to follow their conscience, even when it goes against the crowd's immoral behavior. Creation of narratives for understanding. When unexpected events occur, people instinctively create narratives to make sense of them, whether positive or negative. This storytelling process is ingrained in human behavior and helps individuals adapt to new situations by recalling successful actions and behaviors they've observed. Over time, these narratives accumulate, shaping both personal histories and broader cultural traditions. When familiar strategies no longer work, people adjust their narratives, goals, and plans to fit new information. For minor surprises, individuals adopt new behaviors easily. However, when faced with major unexpected events that challenge core beliefs, people must rebuild their narratives, plans, and culture from the ground up. Even in the darkest of times, people craft new narratives, set fresh goals, adjust their expectations, and discover new meanings. For instance, in Nazi death camps, a transfer to a less deadly camp could spark hope and joy among prisoners, highlighting the power of perspective. Perspective is crucial. A simple glass of water, or even the promise of one, holds immense value when you're extremely thirsty. Goals and drives often clash. For example, the act of taking food from a starving person may temporarily suppress your hunger. In such situations, higher-order thinking and new narratives help balance and moderate conflicting motivations and meanings, the human response to the unknown. Both humans and animals share a natural aversion to the unfamiliar. Many people prefer the safety of the known and expected, represented by the culture or Great Father, where they mimic allowable behaviors. However, they also remain acutely aware of the unknown, represented by the Great Mother. When faced with the unknown, the brain seeks to categorize the new experience and decide on the best response. Emotions like fear and uncertainty mix with curiosity and interest, which allow for growth, learning, and adaptation. Eventually, the brain processes the new experience into a rational story, turning the mysterious unknown into something predictable and desirable. These stories, along with others, form each person's map of meaning, influencing their responses to similar experiences in the future. In societies, collective behaviors become the culture, shaping how things are done. Over time, people adopt these behaviors without always understanding their origins. They mimic actions that have stood the test of time, often surviving wars and other challenges. These behaviors blend into a narrative that becomes the new cultural myth, forming a codified religion and philosophy. This collective unconscious, as described by Jung, is passed down through generations and across nations. Maintenance of cultural flexibility. When a culture becomes closed off to the unfamiliar, it tends to become rigid and authoritarian. In such stagnant societies, individuality diminishes, giving rise to widespread conformity. This conformity leads to a stifling environment, making the society susceptible to chaos and collapse, often resulting in atrocities. To thrive, cultures must strike a balance, enforcing enough rules to sustain themselves while allowing sufficient deviation for adaptation and growth in the face of change. In mythology, the hero represents the individual who bravely faces the unknown, embodying the divine sun archetype. By confronting fear and uncertainty, the hero gains new knowledge and restores stability and meaning, essentially turning chaos into order. The hero's courageous actions and responses reshape the culture, influencing how people think, act, and behave. Societies use paradigms for stability but face disruptions. Societies construct their cultures using layers of paradigms, offering security in the face of uncertainty. However, these paradigms are occasionally disrupted by anomalies. Accepted as universal truths, paradigms serve as convenient shortcuts, influencing behaviors even among those who claim skepticism. Friedrich Nietzsche's 1844-1900 insight reminds us that absolute truth remains elusive, with paradigms prevailing until challenged by new information, an anomaly. Anomalies, whether natural disasters or foreign ideas, have the potential to disrupt and even destroy cultures that fail to adapt. Natural disasters, like earthquakes or floods, can swiftly alter the cultural landscape, while human-made anomalies, such as the introduction of new ideas or cultures, can evoke similar fears. When faced with unfamiliar or threatening circumstances, cultures may clash in an attempt to resolve the discomfort induced by uncertainty. Danger often lurks when a new, intellectually appealing yet flawed idea emerges, challenging long-held beliefs and morals. A single persuasive individual can use the power of words to disrupt established truths, especially in cultures where aspects like religion have faded. This creates fertile ground for new, potentially dangerous ideas to take root. This phenomenon, as described by Nietzsche, led to a period in the 20th century marked by upheaval and the search for meaning, following the death of God and the ensuing loss of spiritual guidance, survival through adaptation. Cultures prioritizing individuality tend to endure and flourish amid rapid and extensive change. In traditional stories, a kingdom under a usurper king faces drought and barrenness. The hidden heir, thought dead but raised in secret, undergoes a challenging exile. Upon returning, he defeats the usurper, restoring the kingdom's prosperity. These myths highlight the value of cultural adaptability in responding to significant shifts caused by unexpected events. Heroes dwell on the border between order and chaos, often seeming eccentric due to their unique perspective. They possess an innate ability to perceive emerging anomalies, akin to glimpses into the future. These journeys into the unknown provide crucial insights for society's revival or survival. However, despite their potential to save the day, heroes often face skepticism and hostility from ordinary people who fear uncertainty. Thus, while heroes may hold the key to progress, they often lead challenging lives. Stages of human development. Successful human development involves three critical phases essential for cultural survival. Children learn their culture by observing and imitating adults, primarily their parents, during play. Adolescents then undergo socialization, learning the importance of conforming to group norms. However, not everyone progresses to mature adulthood. Many cultures have rituals for males transitioning from boyhood to adolescence and adulthood. These rituals often involve facing the unknown, symbolizing a rebirth or baptism into mature adulthood, with the group providing a sense of safety. During adolescence, individuals are often immersed in a culture they may not fully understand, yet they conform to its norms to pursue a better future. Rebellion is seen as counterproductive. In healthy societies, conforming adolescents reinforce shared values without suppressing the potential for heroic action. As they mature, individuals gain self-awareness and confidence, capable of preserving or adjusting cultural norms when faced with challenges. The hero and the anti-hero within. Every individual harbors both a hero and an anti-hero. When societies face threats, two types of people emerge. 1. The hero, who embraces change and seeks to understand the unknown. 2. The anti-hero, who resists change, becomes suspicious and intolerant. The anti-hero's path leads to totalitarianism or decadence, both of which can ultimately result in totalitarianism. The fascist anti-hero seeks to eliminate the unknown by closing ranks with the tribe, while the decadent anti-hero retreats into the self, denying evil and inviting destruction, wrathful God, through apathy and denial. Understanding the nature of evil is crucial to preventing its triumph. Every person contains a hero and his evil twin. Heroes prioritize personal beliefs over the security of the group, choosing meaning over safety, even if it leads to tragedy. Individuals like Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Idi Amin were human but chose paths of immense harm. Such evil arises from living in unbearable circumstances, self-hatred, and the desire to make others suffer. While everyone has the capacity for terrible acts, they also have a choice. Evil emerges from denying this choice, rejecting the new and uncomfortable, and clinging so tightly to the familiar that one might commit or comply with mass murder to defend it, ultimately accelerating the destruction of what they seek to preserve. During adolescence, socialization serves as an apprenticeship, but it's only the beginning. Failing to break free from group mentality and becoming an independent individual makes individuals vulnerable to ideologies like fascism, which can lead to cultural stagnation or worse. True progress and protection of culture come from fully realized individuals who choose to confront uncertainty rather than deny it or resort to tyranny and futile attempts to suppress it. Deny nihilism, accept duty, and seek purpose. The meaning of life lies in rejecting nihilism and embracing responsibility and purpose. Avoid the lazy path of nihilism, which leads to giving up and permitting the destruction of culture and society. Instead, look to history and myths for meaning. While empirical history states what happened, myths explain why things happen and provide models to follow, derived from experience and observation of behavior. To find meaning in life, prioritize truth over self-deception. Treat others as you wish to be treated and acknowledge your flaws. Recognize that heaven exists on earth if humanity chooses to see it. Dare to stand apart from the crowd, even in the face of ridicule, to preserve your uniqueness and convictions. Have the courage to confront the unknown and relentlessly pursue your purpose, contributing in a way that only you can to the advancement of culture and history. Key points. 1. Religion and myth address human psychological needs by providing explanations for the unknown. 2. Narratives are created to make sense of unexpected events, whether positive or negative. 3. Humans and animals instinctively react negatively to unfamiliar and strange situations. 4. Closed cultures tend to become rigid and lead to societal tyranny. 5. Societies build cultural paradigms to shield against the unknown, yet anomalies disrupt them. 6. Adaptable cultures prioritize individuality over societal norms and thrive amid change.